அஜ்ஞானாத் ப்ரஹ்மணோ ஜாதம். ஆகாஷம் புத்புதோபமம், ஆகாஷாத் வாயுருத்பன்னோ, வாயோஸ்தேஜஸ்ததப்பயஹ. அஜ்ஞானாத் ப்ரஹ்மணோ ஜாதம், ஆகாஷம் புத்புதோபமம், ஆகாஷாத் வாயுருத்பன்னோ, வாயோஸ்தேஜஸ்ததப்பயஹ. உத்பன்னஹா ஜாதம், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் ஆகாஷாத், சாரி அஜ்ஞானாத் ப்ரஹ்மணோ ஜாதம், ப்ரஹ்மணோ ஜாதம். சி ஜாதம், ஜாதம் மீன்ஸ் பார்ன், பார்ட்டிசிபிள் ஆஃப் த ரூட் ஜா. ஜா இஸ் த ரூட் from which you get the verb jayate. Jayate means comes into existence, is born, originates. But jata is a participle, jatam born, originated, came into existence. So what here, akasham jatam, be careful, the word akashaha is a masculine gender word. It is also used in neuter gender word. Akasham, akashaha, both are correct. Akashaha or akasham. Okay. Akasham jatam, akashaha jataha. Akashaha is what now? Space. You have to know why space is called space in Sanskrit, in English. I don't know the root of the word space, Latin root or Greek root, but I can say in Sanskritam, akashaha means space, kashaha means that which shines. Kashate iti kashaha. Kashate is an atmanepadam. Kashate is, this is palatal sha. Kashate, kashate vilangahirudhi, shines. So kashate shines. So kashaha means what? That which shines, light. Kashaha means light. That is why Bhagavan is called what? Now even the land where Bhagavan is worshipped, Bhagavan is called Kashi. Kashi means what? The place is called Kashi. Bhagavan is also Kashi. Indian name of the one of the cities here is Kashi, Kshetram. Kashi means what now? The one who is endowed with light, effulgence. It's called Kashi. Okay? Anyway, so what I want you to understand, Kashaha means light, effulgence. Kashate means shines. Now, Akashate means that which shines everywhere. Akashate means what? Shines everywhere. Akashate is a verb with the prefix, the kashate verb with the prefix akashate means what? Akashate shines everywhere. So akashaha means that which shines everywhere. But here it is used as the muted gender word. Okay? Akasham, so akashaha. Asamantat kashate iti akashaha. There's a reason why space is called akashaha. That which shines everywhere is space. Space is spatially limitless. There's no place where space is not. Isn't it? So space is called akashaha because it shines everywhere. Wherever you go in space only. Anyway, so this akasham jatam. First we say, space is the subtlest of all the elements and the elementals. This is space is mentioned first. And the space is what? Very word Akasha tells you what? The very expression Akasha means that which shines everywhere. Which means space is spatially limitless. Space is all pervasive, spatially limitless. Because space is the all accommodative. In Taittiriya we would have read it. Avakasha pradata akashaha. Isn't it? It pervades everything. All the forms, names and functions. All the objects. What now? Exist only in space. There is nothing which enjoys existence outside of space. Is there anything which exists outside of space? Nothing. All the objects exist only within the realm of time and space. And here talk about the space is the subtlest, so space is mentioned here. This all accommodative, all pervasive space which shines everywhere, this space originated, space has come into existence. Know from what? It is ajnanat. Ajnanam here literally means ignorance, and ajnanam is another name for the power of the reality. The synonym of the word maya is ajnanam. Ajnanat akasham jatam. What does it mean? Because of this power of manifestation alone, space comes into existence. Instead of saying from the power, you can say what? Because of the space. Because of the power. If the reality does, reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge remains as pure knowledge, if it does not have the, does not have the capacity to manifest, if it doesn't, is not endowed with the power of manifesting, if the reality is not endowed with the power of manifesting, then space, what now? There wouldn't have been manifestation of knowledge. The knowledge is not manifest means space would have been what? Space would have remained unmanifest. If unmanifest, space would have remained what? I would have been as good as non-existent. Is it clear? Imagine there's some given object remains always in darkness. That object will never come to light. It will be as well as non-existent. So akasham jata means because of this power of manifestation of the reality known by the term ajnanam, otherwise called a maya, no space has come into existence. Is it clear or not? Because of the power of manifestation. If there is no power of manifestation, because knowledge is there, knowledge is not endowed with the power of manifestation, what would have happened? How you are in sleep, so all of us will be in sleep. How we are in sleep, so all of us would have remained always how we are in sleep. If the reality does is not endowed with the power of manifestation, what would have happened? If you want to know, imagine how we are in sleep. So we would have been in sleep. Then if we would have been in sleep means we can't even say we are in sleep. Why? There must be waking to differentiate from sleep, isn't it? Do you understand what I'm saying? See, the very important lesson I'm telling, no other teacher tells you these things. If the consciousness, if the reality is not endowed with the power of manifestation, then there wouldn't have been manifestation of the reality, there wouldn't have been manifestation of knowledge, there would have been pure knowledge. Pure knowledge was there without the power means there would be only how we are in sleep, always. No world, no space, no time, no fire, no elements, no activity, no sukham, no dukkham. What would have been there? Only bliss. But you do not know that you are experiencing bliss also. You would have been in bliss, not knowing that you are in bliss. If reality is not endowed with the power of manifestation. Is it clear now? And reality, why is reality endowed with the power of manifestation? That is how, that is the reality. Reality is endowed with the power of manifestation. And the power of manifestation is called power of the reality. I was called power of knowledge. Brahma Shaktihi, Jnana Shaktihi, Chit Shaktihi, Shiva Shaktihi. The Shaktihi is power of the reality. You can't draw and show and pitch how it is. Only understand the power of the knowledge in terms of manifestation. But I have to tell you everything, so every small thing. Understand? How do you understand the power of knowledge? How do you understand the power of the reality? The power of the reality, power of the knowledge has to be understood only in terms of manifestation. How do you know it is there? Because there is manifestation. Therefore, you understand this power of the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge is endowed with the power. And the power is called Shakti. You can't see the power. It's not separable. It's not different. It doesn't exist independently. But it has the power. And that power you understand in terms of manifestation, because of which manifestation is possible. Suppose the power, if I say fire is endowed with the power of burning. Fire is there like a small flame in the lamp. You don't know. Only the fire catches something and it starts burning, then you understand. Is it clear now? Similarly, you understand the power of the sun only in terms of illumination. Similarly, you understand the power of Ajasa only in terms of manifestation. So reality is endowed with the power of power. It's called a power of knowledge, power of the reality. And that power is known by the term Ajnanam. It is because of this power of knowledge, power of the reality, power of the consciousness, known by the term Ajnanam, otherwise called Maya, Akasham Jatam. The space has come into existence. I like this way of saying, not from the power. Because, therefore, what we can say? Because of this, we can say from. Ajnanat. Kasya Ajnanat. Ajnanam, you don't say ignorance. So the ignorance of the reality. Don't say that. If you translate, na brahmanaha ajnanat, from the ignorance of Brahman. Literal translation. From ignorance of Brahman. No. Ignorance is a name attributed to the power. Brahmanaha ajnanat akasham jatam. Literally people translate like this. No. From the ignorance of Brahman, space has come into existence. Not from the ignorance of Brahman, because of the power of the reality in terms of manifestation, this space has come into existence. Is it clear now? No. Not only space. And this Akasham, he says, this space which has come into existence because of the manifestation of the reality, Brahman, or Buddha Upamam. Upamam is which is comparable to, you know, Buddha, water bubble. No water bubble. Buddha. Learn Sanskrit word, okay? Buddha means comes and goes. That's why it's called Buddha. Buddha itself means what? That which comes and goes quickly. That's called Buddha. Budbudaha means water bubble. So Akasha, which has come into existence because of this power of the reality in terms of manifestation, which is comparable to what? A water bubble. Space itself is comparable to water bubble, means understand everything else now. Is it clear now? Why it's like a water bubble? Manifestation goes, the power of reality, which is manifest in terms of, okay, where it resolves, power of reality is manifest spaces. The reality is a time, the power of reality, what happens? It resolves. It resolves, there's no manifestation, space disappears. Is it true or not? When does the space exist? How long does the space exist? As long as there is power of manifestation, obtaining a thought, this manifestation of knowledge, power, space enjoys existence. The manifestation of knowledge resolves, space disappears. Isn't it? When you fall asleep, what happens to space? Space is. The space exists for you. Space disappears. If the manifestation of knowledge resolves, if there is no manifestation, space doesn't exist for you. That's why it's called what? Comes and goes. Manifestation in terms of thought is, in terms of I am is, space is. The manifestation of the power of reality obtaining in our thought in terms of I am resolves, deep sleep state, space disappears. Buddha upamam. Upamam means comparable. This space is originated, is come into existence because of the power of the reality. Brahman is comparable to the water bubble. See, water bubble means what? Why does he say what like a water bubble? Space always is there. Water will come and go. Which means purely for the space to enjoy the status of being existent, there must be manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the thought in terms of I am. You must be there for the space to be there. Isn't it? If the knowledge I am resolves, when you do not know you are, can space exist independently without your being around? Space also disappears. The thought comes, manifestation of knowledge in terms of thought rises, space is. Manifestation of knowledge in terms of thought resolves, space disappears. This is called what? Comes and goes. Comes and goes. That which comes and goes, therefore it is the space, spatially limitless, all accommodative space, great space, is Buddha upamam, is as good as the water bubble. It is comparable to water bubble because it comes into existence because of the manifestation of knowledge. Because of the power of reality in terms of manifestation, the space enjoys existence. Got the point now? Thank God, Ashaya Bhagat Pala, you put this Buddha upamam in the very beginning. People talk about Buddha upamam means what? Oh, it is like, it is comparable to water bubble. Vaalkaiye or neer kumai maadhiri. People don't understand why it is. You must be there. If the knowledge I am is not there, the knowledge the world is not possible. The knowledge the world is not there means the world is not there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you all really see what I'm saying? Isn't it true? Why is it compared to how is it comparable to the water bubble? Water bubble comes and quickly goes. It doesn't stay longer. And the power of reality, you know, which is there in terms of manifestation, is not permanent. Manifestation comes and goes. The power rises in terms of manifestation. Obtaining in the form of thought, it resolves. When it resolves, world disappears. Every day you understand. Okay, is it clear now? Why in the very beginning he tells. Because here we have to be very objective. We have to understand our helplessness. Where are we? Where am I? What say do we have? The thought rises and thought resolves. Do we create the thoughts? In every thought is manifestation of the knowledge. And when there's a manifestation of knowledge in terms of thought, in the form of thought, it is what? Manifestation of power of the reality. We understand the reality being endowed with the power only in terms of its manifestation. Do you understand what I'm saying? Very, very important lesson I'm telling you. These are all subtle points people miss always. People talk about power of reality, Maya. What it is? How are you going to understand this? Reality is ended with the power. What is the power? You can't see the power through physical eyes. What do you mean by the power? You understand the reality being endowed with the power only in terms of its manifestation. And when there is manifestation and there is knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, which is first and the foremost of the thoughts, before which no other thought is possible. Any thought and every thought is nothing but manifestation of the reality, which is manifestation of knowledge. And so all the thoughts, when there is a thought, when there is manifestation of knowledge, you understand the power of reality being manifest. Understand? And then the world shines. And when it is not the knowledge, I am, obtained of thought, which is also manifestation of knowledge, it resolves its deep sleep state. The knowledge of the world is also resolves. And where is the time? Where is the space? Where is the world? Where are people? That is why it comes and goes. Comes and goes. Like the, it is not permanent. It comes and, not that permanently. That's why we use another term, eternal, perennial eternity. What is absolute eternity and what is perennial eternity? What is absolutely eternal is this reality, abstract reality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And it's power of reality, which is inseparable. Yes, no, inseparable. Which is, when it manifests, you understand reality in terms of manifestation, then it comes and goes. It also doesn't disappear for good, doesn't get destroyed. Therefore, we call it perennial eternity. Perennially eternal. Comes and goes, comes and goes. Is it clear now? So, here, first he says, this Brahmanaha Ajnanat. I'm very happy Shankara Bhagavatpada himself used the term Ajnanam to mean the power. So, Ajnanam literally means ignorance, which is what? The power of the reality is called Ajnanam. Reality is Jnanam. Is it clear now? Power of the reality is Ajnanam and reality is Jnanam. Now tell me, here itself, the reality implied by the term is what? Implied by the term Brahman is what? Pure knowledge. And what is the inseparable power of reality? Ajnanam. Are they two? Now tell me, here itself tell me. Are there two things called jnanam and ajnanam? Knowledge and ignorance. Here itself, right now, in this very, very place. Okay, therefore, power is reality. Ignorance is knowledge. So what is only? Knowledge. What is only knowledge? In the right from in the very first line, you have to understand all these things. What is only knowledge? Do you see that? See, we have to complete understanding must be very different here. So, Brahmanaha Ajnanat means Brahmanaha Shaktehe. From Brahma Shakti, from the power of the reality. From the power of the reality means what? Because of the power of the reality in terms of its manifestation, this paste is comparable to the butter bubble, you know, originated. Akashat, akasham jatam, budbuddha upamam akasham jatam, brahmanaha ajnanat. So brahmanaha mayayaha, brahmanaha shaktehe, can use all these expressions. From the power of maya, from the power of Brahman called maya, because of the power of Brahman alone, in terms of manifestation, this phase is comparable to water bubble originated. Now, if space itself is comparable to water bubble means, understand what about the next? Akashadvayuhu, akashadvayur utpanno, akashat vayuhu utpannaha. Now after, then next to space, what is subtle? Space is the subtlest of all the elements and everything. Subtler the object, more pervasive it is. So spatially limitless, all pervasive, all accommodative, subtlest objects of space has come into existence, which itself is like the water bubble. And what is next is what? Vayuhu, air. Relatively, is it? Air, which is subtler than other elements, but this air is accommodated, subtle air is accommodated where? In within space. And why we call air? Air pervades the space. Air, no, space, within space air is, air pervades all the space. Air does not, air means air is pervaded in space, isn't it? Air is everywhere where air comes. So air also enjoys existence because of the air which moves around all over space because of its subtleness. There's no space where air is not. Air is everywhere, isn't it? So this air also enjoys the status of being existent because of the manifestation of the power of the reality. Because of the power of reality in terms of its manifestation. Therefore it said, water, the air has originated from the space, they say. Vayoho tejaha, vayoho tejaha tataha payaha. Then what is next? Tejaha means tejas. or Tejaha literally means effulgence, but here the word Tejaha stands for fire. So Tejaha, from the space, from the air, originated the fire. Means not take literally. From this fire, from the space, from the air, the fire originated means what? This fire also, the fire element, which is grosser than space and air, subtler than water and earth. And this fire also has originated because of the power of the reality in terms of its manifestation. Is it clear now? Then tataha payaha, from the fire originated water. Payaha means milk. Payaha, payas. Please understand, tejas, payas. Can Sanskrit students note down? Tejas, payas, etc. are sakaranta shabdas. Neuter gender words. Okay? Only by listening you will get what is which word is which gender and all that. Tejas, payas. They all sakaranta apnusakalinga shabda. Neuter gender words. We write it in nominative, it comes tejaha payaha. So from the fire originated the water means it is because of the power of the reality in terms of manifestation. Is it clear now? Power of reality, this water, the water element has come into existence. Now next, adhyascha prithivi. Instead of using the word payaha, he used the word adhyaha. Adhyaha means, adhyaha is a fifth case plural word of the word apaha. Apaha means waters. Apaha, waters. Apaha is always a plural word. Apaha. And adhyaha is the fifth case form of apaha. Tannirhil irundu, when you want to say. You want to say from the waters, you know. What is the fifth case form of apaha? Adbhyaha. Adbhyaha is the panchami vibhakti of apaha, waters. Adbhyaha, like balakebhyaha, you learnt. No, adbhyaha means apaha is the actual word. Adbhyaha, from the waters. Adbhyaha, from the waters. Prithivi jata. Look at this, akasham jatam, prithivi jata. Because prithivi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, jata. Prithivi, the earth. The grossest of the elements, earth, has originated from the waters. Which means, the earth, grossest of the elements also, has come into existence because of the power of the reality. Is it clear now? Which means prithivi jata. Tataha. Tato means, in tataha is indeclinable word. Tataha. Tataha means thereafter. Tataha also means from that. Tataha in different contexts has different meaning. Tataha, thereafter. Tataha, from there. From that. From that means what? From the space, from the earth. Means, after the grossest of the elements, he says, all, there are only five elements. There is no sixth element. So he stops there. And the rest of the things are what now? Apart from these five elements, which can be understood separately, we have the elementals. The rest of all, everything which form part of the universe, they're all elementals. They're all nothing but these five elements combined as what? Every form here. Every form indicated by every word, serving any given purpose, is nothing but elemental. It only is a combination of these elements only. So all the elements also originated from the earth, means all the elements also originated because of the power of the reality in terms of its manifestation. Reality, power of reality, which can be understood only in terms of its manifestation. The very important lesson I'm telling, hope you're all listening and understanding without feeling bored or tired. Otherwise, how are you going to understand the power of reality otherwise? People, all confused, isn't it? When you say whole world is Maya, means people turn it as illusion. Do you see how wrong they are now? Isn't it? Just to understand this one fact, reality is the name of pure knowledge. The power of the reality is ajnanam, means there is no ignorance, there is only knowledge. Already it is made very clear. The very opening verse makes it very clear. Now, tataha vrihi yavadikam. Of all the elementals also, first thing he wants to mention? Living creatures. Living creatures. Of all the living beings also, for any living being to survive here, it needs food. Therefore, to mention the food, the living being in terms of plants, vegetation. So the entire kingdom of vegetation originated, has come into in terms of the living creatures, living beings, in terms of the vegetation, originated because of the power of the reality in terms of manifestation. What are they? Just he mentions vrihi yavadikam. Vrihi means paddy. See, we are living in right place. Okay, now vrihi means paddy. Paddy, okay, nil. Then yavaha is another grain. Yava adikam. Adi stand for all forms, all the grains that we eat. Okay, all the food that we eat, the edible foods, okay. Edible is food, isn't it? All the edibles, what now? We can say adikam. Adikam, adishabda, etc. Paddy, yavaha, etc. stand for what? All the food, the consumable, edible food. A particular grain is called yavaha. Okay. So vrihi yava adhika means you can include mung dal, all this, all the lentils, everything. First that has to come, isn't it? That comes. That's why elemental. See, the entire kingdom of vegetation is what now? Elementals, living beings. And from there, eating that, no non-living thing eats food, isn't it? A living creature eats food. Non-living things, that survive is different way. So here, therefore, from there what happened, he says, vrihyavadikam, prithivyapsu payo vannau vannirvayo nabasyasau nabhopyavyakrite tachya shuddhe shuddhospyaham harihi. Now having said this much, now it's understood here, so all the living beings here, all the living beings have come to existence from where? Eating food, isn't it? Therefore, from all this vegetation, food, and from the food all other living beings have originated. All other living beings have originated from the food means it is because of the power of the reality, understood in terms of its manifestation, all the living beings also have originated. Very, very, very briefly said. Doesn't say ant has come, a buffalo has come, elephant has come. Doesn't need to say all those things. Is it clear now? Vrihi avaha is enough. All forms of food. All the food we eat, nothing but vegetation. And from there, the food, the annam has come, and not only the food, even other living beings which survive eating the food, they also have come into existence because of the power of the reality, understood in terms of its manifestation. I tell you what, I'm telling you just now, right now, it comes to my mind. I never thought like that before. Satyam. Is it clear? Now, prithivi apsu. Okay, we have to read it now. Okay. Until now, this is finished now. In these three lines, the first, the verse number 11, then verse 12, okay, one more line in between it comes, the first line of the verse number 12. Adhyastha prithivi jata tato vrihi avadikam. In these three lines, he has completed the whole creation. Just the three lines only. Elements, the elementals, elementals in terms of food, in terms of plant vegetation, and all the living beings which survive consuming the food. Dolls, elementals stand also for what? Non-living things also. So the world of living and non-living things, animate, inanimate beings, mobile, immobile beings, elements and the elementals, everything, the whole jagat has originated, has come into existence purely because of the power of the reality, understood in terms of its manifestation. Isn't it true? If you want to know how, if the power of the reality is not there, reality alone is there, without being endowed with its power, there cannot be something called manifestation in term, obtaining in the human thought in terms of I am. If there is no knowledge of the existence of the self, obtaining in our thought in terms of I am, there cannot be the knowledge obtaining of thought in terms of the world is. If this knowledge is not there, if power of manifestation, power of the reality is not there, there cannot be manifestation. Manifestation is not there, then the world would have been as good as non-existent. Not only world would have been as well as non-existent, even we all would have remained as what? How you are all, we are all in sleep. We would have been in bliss always, not knowing we are experiencing bliss. Does it make sense for you? Amazing, isn't it? That's why in Sanskrit it's always said, in Tamil they say, if this I goes, everything will go. I comes, everything comes. I goes, I say, instead of saying I go, everything goes means, I could have said I go. I'm putting it as, I make it, to make it clear for you, I say if this I goes, everything goes. I comes, everything comes. And for the I to come, what must be there? There must be I coming is what? It's called manifestation. What is this manifestation? It is, that is how we understand the reality being endowed with the power. Is it clear? The power of reality, the reality being endowed with this power is understood only in terms of its manifestation. We have thought, and thought itself is manifestation, is very subtle. You understand the manifestation how? Reality, see, the reality being endowed with the power is understood in terms of its manifestation in the form of obtaining in the form of thought. It's called manifest knowledge. Even the thought itself is, thought is very subtle. You understand the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thought only in terms of the experience of the world. Is it clear? Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you understand this manifestation of knowledge? Manifestation is very subtle. You understand only in terms of experience of the world. Because the world is available for experience, the world is available for enjoyment, the world is available for objectification, the world is available for transaction. All these actions and results and then laws and everything we experience, and this experience of the world, enjoyment of the world, transactability of the world is possible because of the manifestation. And manifestation, so the experience of the world presupposes the manifestation of manifestation of the knowledge. And the manifestation of knowledge is what? Is the presupposes the power of the reality. Power of the knowledge. Is it clear? Therefore, it is said, Ajnana Brahmano Jatam Akasham Budbudopamam Akashad Vayurutpanno Vayos Tejas Tatav Payaha Adhyascha Prithivi Jata Tato Vihiyavadikam. Okay, now next line. Prithivyapsu Payovannau Vyapsu Payovannau Vannirvayo Nabhasyasau Yo Nabhasyasau Nabhopyavyakrute Tachcha Nabhopyavyakrute Tachcha Shuddhe Shuddhosmyaham Harihi. Therefore, now he says, look at the beauty now. Subtler the element, more pervasive it is. Space being the subtlest, it pervades, it is the most pervasive. Isn't it? Now, what is the grossest now? The grossest of everything elements is the prithivi. Isn't it? And so prithivi is in what? Prithivi is in the water. The earth doesn't exist outside of the water. water pervades the earth. Why? Water is subtler than the earth. Water is subtler than the earth, therefore water pervades the earth. Which means water is there. In the water, earth is. Now, prithivi apsu. Payaha vannau. He used a different word, okay? Earth is the water because earth is grosser than the water. Which is in what? We have to say which is in what? The grossest is in the subtle, isn't it? The gross thing must be in the subtle. Which pervades what? Water pervades the earth or the earth pervades the water? For us, we have to understand. We are too gross-minded. Okay? Which pervades what, we can't understand. We, generally, water is subtler than earth. Earth is grosser than the water. Water itself is a gross element. And earth is grosser than the water. Therefore, earth is pervaded by the water. For earth is in the water. Now he says, payaha vannau. Where is fire? We are very gross. We only think what? Oh, water comes and puts the fire off. That only we know. But here, vannihi, fire is subtler than the water. Therefore, water is in the fire. Now, vannihi vayau. Vayuhu is subtler than the fire. Therefore, fire is pervaded by the air. Fire is in the air. Now, nabasi asau. Asau, this vayu in which the fire is, okay, but this vayu is in space. Nabasi. I want to learn nabas. Sakarantaha napumsakalingaha nabas shabdaha, which means space. Nabas is a synonym of the word. You have to write all the synonyms. Nabas is equal to akashaha or akasham. Then vannihi is equal to tejaha. Apaha payaha. See, vannihi, tejaha, both mean fire. Nabas, akashaha, both mean space. Apaha, payaha, both means water. Both the words mean the water. Okay? Apaha, payaha, both the words mean water. Shankara uses all the words here. He uses two words for each element. Payaha, the word payaha also he uses to mean water. Apaha also he uses to mean water. In fifth case, okay? Apaha, waters, plural word. Payaha, water. So now you learn two words now. Payaha, apaha, vannihi, tejaha, nabaha, akashaha. But for prithivi, he didn't use any word. Only one word. Prithvi is only one word. Okay. Nabasi asau. Asau means what? Asau is a synonym of the word eshaha. Eshaha vayuhu. I am vayuhu. Eshaha, I am asau. Krishna is very happy. He understands this very well. I am, eshaha, asau. All three are the pronouns. This. Asau, this air in which the fire is, this air itself is in space. Okay, next, where is space? Space is in, he says, nabho pyavyakrite. Nabho means nabhas, nabaha. Nabho should be written as nabaha, space. Nabas is the original word. In nominative, Nabas becomes Nabaha. Nabaha means what? Space. Nabaha space, api also, just as the air is in space, so also this space is in avyakritam. Avyakritam is another name, another word for ajnanam maya. What is ajnanam? Power of the reality. Is it clear now? Avyakritam, ajnanam, you can write down if you want. Avyakritam. I think I should write on the board maybe. Avyakritam. If you break it, nabaha api avyakrite. Nabaha api avyakrite. You have book, Devadema? You have book, no? You have book?
Yeah.
Okay. If you can follow this, it's given, written, preach, portugutla. See, nabaha api avyakrite. Space also is in avyakritam. What is avyakritam? Undifferentiated. What is undifferentiated? Avyakritam means undifferentiated. Undifferentiated means the unmanifest power. Unmanifest power is otherwise called ajnanam, otherwise called maya. Unmanifest power of what? Power of whom? Unmanifest power of the reality. Is it clear? Am I too fast for you? Unmanifest power. Now, where is the unmanifest power? Tatcha. That unmanifest power, unmanifest, undifferentiated power, known by the term ajnanam or avyakritam, is in its source of the power. What is the source of the power? Reality. Reality implied by the term Brahma. Reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge implied by the term Brahma. Power is, where is the power? Tatcha means tad Brahma. Tad avyakritam, that undifferentiated unmanifest power of the reality is in shuddhe, in pure reality. Shuddhe means pure reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Shuddhe. And what is shuddha? What is that pure reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge? Yes, shuddha. That reality is Harihi. That reality alone is implied by another term, Harihi, which is said to be the name of the Lord. And so what am I? It is said finally, Shuddha Asmi Aham. And that pure reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness known by the name Harihi am I. I, the self, am the pure consciousness, pure reality, which is endowed with the power known by the term, the unmanifest, undifferentiated power, which is known by the term
Okay, reality known by the term Harihi. Aham Harihi Asmi. I, the self, am the reality known by the term Harihi. Therefore, the whole, now let me tell you, start from here, start from there, okay? Where are the elementals? All the living beings, non-living things, and all the elementals are in, what now? Within the realm of earth. Earth is in water, water is in fire, fire is in space, space is in avyakritam, ajnanam, the power of the reality. Power of the reality is in reality. I am the reality. Therefore, the whole world is in me. You don't say in me, I am the whole. The whole world is my real self. When you say my real self, where should you put I? if you resolve the I in consciousness, Brahma, you can say the entire whole jagat is myself. If you place the I in the physical body, I am in the world. Is it clear now? I am not saying, it's original Shankar Bhagavatpada's book published by Sringeri, most authentic institution in India. Shankara says, I can say anything. No way, it's not my own. So I don't need to be scared. It teaches. Aham Harihi. Now, what is the lesson you have to learn from here? Aham Brahma Asmi, already Aham has been resolved. Now the whole world is resolved in Brahma. Again the problem will come. What about me and the world? You are Brahma, world is Brahma, everything is Brahma. Therefore you can say the whole world is yourself. The whole world is yourself. You are the whole. You are the whole. If the I is placed in the body, mind, sense complex, you are an individual, one of the tiniest beings which form part of the whole. If you place I in consciousness, the reality, if you place the I sense in body, mind, sense complex, the mithya body, mind, sense complex, you are one of the tiniest and tiniest of the tiniest of the individuals which form part of the whole. If you play shift the I sense cognitively, and this fact is I is resolved only in consciousness, the abstract, formless, all pervasive reality, you are, the whole world is you. I am a human being endowed with the consciousness. Now, I am a conscious being temporarily endowed with the body, mind, sense complex. Do you see that? See how quickly, how beautifully, how soon he has made you understand. Where is space? In the unmanifest, undifferentiated. When the power is unmanifest, the reality is pure, means what? The power is unmanifest, then there is no differentiation of I am the knower, the world is known. This difference in over known differentiation is not possible. In sleep, is a differentiation? when you're fast asleep, is differentiation possible? I am the knower, the world is known to me. Is knower known differentiation possible in sleep? The world of plurality is differentiation of objects, the beings of the world, is it possible? No. When the power of reality is not manifest, the power of reality is unmanifest, then everything is undifferentiated. Therefore, it's called what? Undifferentiated. Avyakritam. The unmanifest power is also known by the term undifferentiated. The power of reality manifest is what? Differentiation of the plurality of multiplicity of the objects which form the whole. Okay? So the world is what? Vyakrita prapanchaha. Manifest world is Vyakta prapanchaha. Manifest world is Vyakrita prapanchaha. The world of objects differentiated. Forms are differentiated, names are differentiated, the functions, the purposes they serve are differentiated. Vyakrita prapanchaha. In manifestation, there is differentiation possible. In unmanifest, when the power is unmanifest, nothing is differentiated. Everything is undifferentiated. So, vyakta, vyakrita. Avyakta, avyakrita. Do you understand the difference now? When the power is unmanifest, everything is undifferentiated. It means one. The power is manifest, power of the reality is manifest in terms of the knowledge of the existence of self, in terms of I am, then there's, and where is it? So constantly the world becomes manifest